It is time for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Your Chamber and New Day Care products have partnered to bring the community reliable access to high-quality PPE with on-time delivery. Help stop the spread. Get masks, gloves, sanitizer, and more at www.chamberppe.com. Use the coupon code Chapel Hill Chamber for 10% off your order. Today, we are talking Hillsboro with Mayor Jen Weaver. Mayor Weaver, how are you doing? How was the long weekend?
It was really nice. Thank you. I think just having a break in the weather really made life seem more manageable.
Oh my goodness. It was so nice. It really felt like we're getting close to fall. It could have been the first weekend of fall.
Hope springs eternal.
Yes, absolutely. So I think the biggest news right now for all of our local governments in Orange County is moving into phase 2.5 that Governor Roy Cooper announced for all of North Carolina last week, and obviously that went into effect Friday. Now, you are among the local leaders who decided to hold back on raising the mass gathering limits right now because of the recent positive coronavirus data in the county. Could you talk a little bit about that decision and again, what you county leaders decided for how this is going to differ just a little bit from what the state's order is?
Sure. Well, anytime the governor announces a new order, it always creates just a deep an intense period of decision-making and thinking among the local leadership as we just try and, take what the governor is doing and assess what is appropriate here locally, you know, in consultation with the health director and emergency management folks. Because one of the things that's really important is that people understand what they are supposed to do. So if there are too many differences, you know, in our attempt to really tailor things, then that can create as much harm as help, you know, so that's part of what we're trying to navigate. So with this latest order, what really seemed to make the most sense was to be mostly in alignment with the governor's order. So whereas, we were the first county to institute the 10 p.m. closure for restaurants to stop serving alcohol, and that was before the statewide 11 p.m. order went into effect. And we thought, okay, it makes more sense. It's more understandable if we match that 11 p.m. now that there's, an opportunity to do another shift. So we're matching up there. But with the mass gathering, because of the recent spike in cases that we know are largely due, you know, to that 17 to 24. I hope I have those numbers right. I think it's 17 to 24 is how they're categorized. In that age group, we know that that's largely because of the UNC students living in the Orange County community. But it feels really important because of the large number of those to be absolutely sure that that's not having a more widespread effect into the spread out into the broader community. So because you probably know that the Orange County numbers had actually gotten pretty low as far as the percent positive up until the return of UNC students. And so we want to get back closer to that and be sure that we're doing our part to keep everybody as safe as we can.
Of course. And that's why we're seeing testing events that Orange County Health Department is putting on, including one that was held in Hillsboro yesterday. Do you have any idea how that testing event went and where it was held?
I have not heard about how it went, but it was held at the Witted Building, which is where the commissioners typically meet, you know, when they're meeting in person. So that's right close to downtown Hillsboro.
Right.
And I don't know how that particular event went, but I do know that as every report I've had from every testing event that there has been in the county is that they have been extremely successful. And so I have no reason to think this one would be any different. And I believe I got an email saying that there was another one announced for this week that will be down in Chapel Hill.
That's right. It sounds like it's going to be a weekly thing, which makes sense. And, that should make it even better, even though it won't be necessarily moving around. And I'm sure they'll still put on some other single events in different parts of the county, too. But to have a place where you know you can go get a free COVID test every single every single week, it should be pretty helpful to, as you said, kind of measure the impact of how the coronavirus is spreading within the community.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm really just thankful for the guidance and leadership of the health department and being on top of things and getting all those testing sites set up. I think that's an excellent move.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are some of the other elements of phase 2.5 that Orange County is going in line with, and how does that affect life in Hillsborough? I know that it is museums and aquariums and gyms and even playgrounds kind of coming back online in a limited capacity. How do you expect that it is going to largely change how things are operating and people are kind of living in Hillsborough?
Well, I think I'm not sure how much day-to-day will change, because I think that, as with other parts of the opening, we'll see some places that are allowed to open. You know, we do not have an abundance of aquariums here in Hillsborough, but
<Right. laughs>
we do. I saw that the Orange County Historical Museum, they're going to be opening back up at the end of the month on Friday through Saturday on a timed entry basis. I know there's going to be gyms that are opening back up. And I think with all of those things, it might be similar to what we saw with restaurants, in that, you know, some were ready, like just gung-ho, ready to jump right in there. Others being more cautious, thinking about, just how exactly they want to open on their own terms. I know that a lot of folks are ready for those playgrounds, to the playground equipment to be open. You know, our parks have been open this whole time, which has been, you know, a lifesaver, I know, for so many people, just to be able to, you know, get out and get exercise and fresh air. So the parks have been open the whole time, but the playground equipment has been roped off, and staff just asked for a little extra time before they officially open those playgrounds to be sure that they can set up, you know, some hand sanitizing stations and get things all cleaned and, you know, shiny and ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speaking with Mayor Jen Weaver of Hillsborough, hillsboroughnc.gov is the website to go to learn things about local government, everything going on there. I know that the Orange County government has sent out a community values survey that's coming up to its closing date for responses. I think that's on Friday, but the town governments have also been pushing for their residents to respond and participate in this. I'm hoping that you could remind listeners who might not have heard about that yet, or might not have seen that it is out there, why they should fill it out.
Yes, you should fill it out please go fill out the community value survey. This is part of the recovery operation that will help guide, you know, how that recovery effort goes, by really kind of trying to narrow down what's important to people within the greater Orange County community. And I think, you know, in looking at the survey, it strikes me as one of those things that can serve to help us see, you know, really a lot of the things that we hold in common, you know, instead of I don't think we'll see, oh my goodness, we're all so different and here's all these cleavages. It's really an opportunity to say, hey, you know, we actually do share a lot in common, and we are really committed to a kind of, strong community here across the county, despite our differing beliefs on some things. But so I really hope people will fill it out. It won't take long, I promise.
And again, the latest date to do so is on Friday. I know that as well, in the line of Hillsborough town government stuff, there's a couple of local government meetings for the town of Hillsborough this week. Isn't that right?
That's right. The town board comes in for our regular September meeting on Monday.
Yeah. And then I think there's like a planning board meeting and stuff like that too. You can find all that stuff on hillsboroughnc.gov to keep up with Hillsborough. Mayor Jen Weaver, thanks again for joining us this week, and have a great one.
Thank you. And I'll just also put in one more plug before we part for people to support local businesses as much as you possibly can right now. They really need us. And to also fill out your census. Please, please do your census.
Yes, absolutely. That is a push that we, that a lot of people, we've had a lot of conversations with census folks trying to make sure that they do that. And Orange County is doing pretty well, but there's certainly room for improvement.
That we'll take every count we can.
Yep, absolutely. All right. Again, hillsboroughnc.gov. Mayor Jen Weaver, thanks so much.
Thanks, Brighton. Have a good one.